The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
It seems today that many ministries and churches are equating being a follower of Christ or a Christ follower to being a believer. How should we think about this? What scripture could bring clarity to this? Please listen. We'll be talking about it in the next few minutes here on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is a radio and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. You can find out more about us at our website, faithalone.org. We'd also love you to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. There we release short videos 2 or 3 times a week with content similar to this podcast, but you can see us in person. That's YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
So, Mike, I have a question here from Alex, and I think it's an excellent one. Alex says, my pastor was trying to use some verses from John 8 as proof texts for Calvinism. I've read a number of free grace theologians on the matter, but I'm still confused. If you have time, could you please help me understand the following? Quote, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Basically, they say that having the light of life is the same as everlasting life, and so you need to walk in the light and follow Jesus to have everlasting life. So, Mike, what would we say on this question? Because it's an excellent question. I think it's a misuse of the verse, but...
Well, this is from the Grace New Testament commentary, which you can pick up from our website. This verse actually occurs right after the passage with the woman caught in adultery.
Yes.
Yeah, so here's what you wrote. It is not known whether the woman caught in adultery left at this time or stayed to hear Jesus teach. However, his teaching here is clearly a natural outgrowth of his dealing with her. This verse concerns discipleship. He who follows me, not receiving eternal life, conditioned on believing in Jesus. Those who follow Christ shall not walk in darkness, his disciples, in their experience. Rather, they will have the light of life, meaning they will walk in the light that Jesus gives his followers. 1 John 1:5-10.
Yeah, let's take a look over there at 1 John 1:5-10, but I think you can see, Alex, what I'm suggesting here is that having the light of life is not the same as having eternal life in John's gospel or in John's first epistle. 1 John 1:5-10 has 3 false statements in verses 6, 8, and 10, and then a number of true statements. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. So same theme, right, as John 8:12. Would you read the 3 false statements, Mike, verse 6, 8, and 10, and we'll skip 7 and 9 for now.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
All right, now verse 8.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
And verse 10.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Now notice the us in each case. John is including himself, the apostles. This is not some abstract thing. I saw a message recently from Dr. Andrew Farley. He gave it a church, and he suggested that 1 John 1:9 is an evangelistic verse, and verses 6, 8, and 10 are the statements that are made by unbelievers, that a believer would never make these statements. Mm-hmm. No, John is saying a believer could say these things.
Yeah, we.
And, yeah, yeah, we.
Yeah, and obviously the Apostle John was a saved individual, and he knew it.
Right. Now, how about reading 7 and 9? Yes. 1 John 1:7, 1 John 1:9.
All right, 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
So the word fellowship, it's the Greek word koinonia, and it means sharing. Since God is light and there's no darkness in him, we can only share our experience with God if we are with him in the light. And the light is God's revelation. It's God's word. It's God's truth. And so Jesus is the one who reveals the truth about God, and about God's desire for us in life. Basically, Zane Hodges had a booklet called Jesus, God's Prophet, and he argued that all the theology we see in the New Testament letters flows from the teaching of Jesus, that the Lord Jesus is not only the Lord of the universe and the Lord of the church, but he's also the Lord of the Scriptures. And through the Holy Spirit, he has given us the New Testament, and that what we find with the writing of the apostles all comes from Jesus. It's sourced in Jesus' teaching.
Yeah, it makes sense that they sat under his instruction for 3 years, that
right.
they would be instructing on what they are now writing in the epistles, right?
Right. Remember Jesus said in the Great Commission, you're to go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. Part of the teaching them to observe all things I commanded you was written. Right? When Paul is writing letters to these various churches, he's fulfilling the Great Commission in part with that. Now, some of it was obviously verbally teaching, but some of it was by writing, and that's effective too. And don't we even do that today? I mean, we can use email, for example, to interact with people just like we can talk to them verbally.
Right.
And the same thing with social media. We see this a lot, right? With like the videos we do, people are commenting and they're interacting, and we have a friend, Vince Deegan. Vince loves to interact with people on Facebook and other things because there are a lot of people who believe in work salvation, and Vince will talk to them. No, it's a free gift. It's by faith in Christ. It's apart from works. So the answer to this question is this is a discipleship verse. This isn't an evangelistic verse.
Yeah.
Your pastor got it wrong. This doesn't teach Calvinism. What this teaches is that following Christ is different than believing in him.
Yeah, I mean, in this verse, there is no mention of believe. There's no mention
right.
of everlasting life. It's talking about not walking in darkness. It's about discipleship. It's about living the Christian life. And it's about remaining in the light of God.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
I'd encourage all of you to do a word study on walking in the Scriptures, especially walking in the light and walking with the Lord, walking in the Spirit. Those expressions go all the way back to Genesis, where men began to walk with the Lord. In Genesis 3:8, the Lord walked with Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day. So this walking with the Lord and walking in the light, walking in the truth, walking in the Spirit, they're key concepts, and it's worth your time to do that study.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to another question.
Okay.
Here's a question from one of our YouTube audience. This person asks, can a believer die in their sins and go to hell?
A believer can die in their sins. A believer can't go to hell. I'm using the term believer to refer to a believer, not what's commonly used in evangelicalism today, where they say there's two types of believers, the true believer, and then there's the false professor, yeah. the person who says they believe but don't. I'm using the person from John 3:16, where Jesus says, whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life. So if this person is a believer in the sense that they're believing in the giver, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the gift of God, which is everlasting life, then no, the person cannot ever go to hell. I like to think of it this way. Once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're born again. You're born from above, John chapter 3, right? And once you're born again, you're never going to perish, John 3:16. You're never going to hunger or thirst, John 6:35. You're never going to be cast out, John 6:37. You're never going to be plucked from his hand or the Father's hand, John 10:28 and 29. And you're never going to die spiritually, John 11:26. You are secure forever. And if someone who believed in Christ later lost their salvation and ended up going to Hades, or what the YouTuber calls hell, then that would mean Jesus lied in John 3:16 or John 5:24, John 6:35, 37, 47, John 11:26, etc. And the Lord Jesus doesn't lie. So it's impossible for a believer to go there. I like to say it this way. If you have friends that are not born again and you want to spend eternity with them, you better get busy talking to them about the free gift of everlasting life that Jesus offers, because you can't go where they're going, but they can go where you're going. You're going to be in the kingdom of God forever, and they can too if they simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But once you've got everlasting life, guess what? You're stuck with it.
Yeah, you have that one-way ticket that's irrevocable. You need to get your friends the same one-way ticket.
Yeah.
But how about, what does it mean for a believer to die in their sins?
Well, there are several places. For example, 1 John chapter 5 talks about the sin unto death. James 5:19 and 20 talks about a believer who strays and will forfeit his life. There's verses like 1 Corinthians 11:30 talks about believers who died for abusing the Lord's Supper. There's a number of them. A believer can die in their sins, meaning the believer dies because of their sins. Now, a believer can't die in their sins. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can turn to this. John 8:21 and John 8:24. That's where the Lord says, well, maybe you can read it for us.
Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come.
And verse 24?
Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.
I think what those two verses mean is brought out in John 8:30 to 32, and that is the believer is set free from sin's bondage. And we experience that freedom as long as we abide in Christ and abide in his word. But the unbeliever, his whole life is in bondage to sin. So a believer can die because of his sins, and a believer can experience premature death because of his sins, but the believer is really not dying in his sins.
So a believer can die as a consequence of sin,
right.
But biblically, a believer cannot die in their sins. Once they believed in Jesus Christ for everlasting life, they're out of that.
They're set free from sin's bondage. Read Romans chapter 6, especially verse 17, 18, 19. So really good question. And remember, let's
keep grace
in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening, and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our next episode, to have anxiety or be anxious, is that sin? Please join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.